An increase in cotton and soybeans, a decrease in corn. Thanks for being with us, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. Yesterday's release from the Department of Agriculture's Prospective Plantings Report has many traders and analysts stunned. Gary Crawford has more.
A jaw-dropping, surprising, market-shaking Agriculture Department report on what farmers say they're going to plant this spring.
The acreage planted expected for soybeans and corn were very different than what the industry or the trade estimates had been carrying.
Among those analysts aghast at the numbers, Agriculture Department Chief Economist Keith Collins, corn growers planning to cut acreage by 5% to 78 million acres, the lowest in 5 years, even though ethanol demand is increasing. Many of those acres going to soybeans, with acreage expected to be just under 77 million acres, the most ever, even though stocks are already the highest on record. What's going on?
We think that that primarily reflects the increase in energy costs for corn. Corn is an energy-intensive crop, soybeans less so. We've seen very high fuel and fertilizer, particularly nitrogen prices, and we think that that's stimulating the shift.
Also, soybean prices have been much higher than many had expected. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Here in Tennessee, the trend is in line with the rest of the nation. Soybean farmers are expecting an 8% increase in acreage to 1.22 million acres, the highest since 1999, while corn acreage is expected to drop 18% below 2005 to 530,000 acres, and that's the lowest since records began in 1926. For cotton, the acreage forecast at 680,000 acres, that's up 6%, and the highest in 11 years. And the state's burley tobacco area for harvest is expected to decline again in 2006. It's forecast at 13,000 acres, down 24% from last year and the lowest level since 1921. Hope all of you have a safe weekend. Join us back Monday from the FFA convention in Gatlinburg on the TRN.